Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast, and today, Mizmor Vav, Chapter 6.
Are you down, diddy down, diddy down, diddy down, down, down? Are you
Shalom. I generally record these podcasts a couple of days in advance. So today I'm recording on Sunday, and last night we were attacked by hundreds of missiles from Iran. In today's Ynet, they reported about the leading Google searches which took place during the night. One of them was, of course, for the news. Another one, of course, was about ballistic missiles, and people were searching about that. But the third significant search was for Tehillim. People, especially as at 1:48 in the morning when the alarms went off and people were sent to their safe rooms, were searching on Google for Tehillim. And there's the lovely pun which people say, Tehillim neged Tehillim, that we will recite psalms against missiles. Whichever way, it shows the popularity in the popular psyche of Tehillim as a means of protection. And I just think it's fascinating, as we've started our study of Tehillim, to hear about an event of this magnitude, where people are searching. The number three search on Google during the night was indeed Tehillim. So that's quite something. As always, we're going to dedicate our learning to our current situation for the zechut of our soldiers and our chatufim, and all of those who have been uprooted from their homes, and for all of those who have been wounded. And let's get learning with Perek Vav, which is known in the Ashkenazi tradition as Tachanun. It's the chapter Hashem al ba'apcha tochicheni, which we generally recite as Tachanun, or as it's called in the rabbinic tradition, Nefilat Apayim, falling down on your face. And it's fascinating to think what exactly this posture means. You know, during our davening, we sit, right, which is maybe, you know, the way you talk to somebody. We stand and we beseech God. But then after we've stood and asked for our requests from God, we do nefilat apayim, which literally means falling on your face. There are times in the Tanakh, in the Torah, where people fall on their face. For example, when Avram is told at age 100, age 99, that he's going to have a son, vayipol Avram al panav vayitzchak, he falls on his face and laughs. He almost can't believe it, but he's thankful to God. And when you fall down on the floor, you are in a very submissive pose. You know, in the TV shows, when the police want to arrest somebody, they tell them to get on the floor, and because you're very submissive. Likewise, Moshe and Sefer Bamidbar on several occasions, Vayipol al panav, in the rebellion of the Meraglim, and again in Korach, and again at the story with the people asking for water by the rock, Moshe is frequently falling on his face. And there is a sense of intensity, but also a sense of submission before God in this posture. And the interesting question is, what were Chazal thinking when they put this particular perek as the content for us falling on our face? And what we're going to see is that this is a rather intense chapter. Well, let's get going. So as we learn through this perek, we're going to see that it depicts a situation in which a person is in a life-threatening, a deathly situation, and is saved by God. The exact situation that we're in is not fully clear. On the one hand, we have in Pasuk Gimel, Choneni Hashem kium laloni, be kind to me, be graceful to me, because I am in a bad way. Rafa'eni Hashem, heal me. Ki nivhalu atzamai, because my very bones are in shock. So it could be that we're talking about Rafa'eni. It's a medical situation. On the other hand, if you look at the end of the chapter, Yevoshu v'yubalu ma'od kol oivai, we talk about enemies. So is this talking about a war situation? So let me simply say that Sefer Tehillim frequently leaves things ambiguous. We have the sort of mood of the chapter, and we don't quite pin down all the details. You can almost read this chapter as a situation of mortal danger, which could be as a result of illness or it could be as a result of war. You know, is war the pshat, so to speak, and illness the metaphor, the nation is sick? Or is sickness the pshat, the straightforward reading, and enemy is sort of the metaphor? And this way, in general, Sefer Tehillim allows itself to be very flexible and malleable, and people to sort of plug in their own distress and their own troubles when they're reading the chapter. So I just say that by way of introduction. I am going to read it as a situation of human sickness, but it could be read otherwise. Hashem, al babcha tochicheni v'al b'chamatcha tiyasreni. God, do not punish me or do not rebuke me in anger, and do not chastise me or do not make me suffer in your fury. Let me already point out in this first pasuk, there's this sense of al, don't. And there's the sense that, you know, tochacha can be teaching, guidance, musar can be also teaching, but it can turn into something very negative when it is with anger and fury. In our tradition, we have an idea that suffering can sometimes be educational. We say, happy is the person who suffers from God because he learns from it, right? Or, you know, Shma b'ni musar avicha. But what we're saying here is, let it not be with anger, let it not be with fury. If I put it in the medical situation, a person feels that they're a little bit sick, but let it not be bad. Pasuk Gimel, Choneni Hashem, be kind to me, give me, have mercy. Ki umlal ani, I'm in a bad way. Umlal means in a pathetic way, poorly, sickly, under the weather, right? A bit misken. So be kind to me, have mercy on me. Ki umlal ani, I'm in a bad way. Rifa'ini Hashem, heal me. Ki nivhalu atzamai, because my bones are in paralysis. V'nafshi nivhala ma'od, and I'm in paralysis. What we see is that from the first pasuk where we said al, let it not be bad, let it not be with anger and fury, the person is already using phrases like umlalani, I'm languishing in sickness, heal me. And we've reached a point where nivhalu atzamai, my bones are quaking, or my bones are shaking, or maybe my bones are paralyzed. They're in shock. Behala is shock. So the person's moving deeper into illness. And this is emphasized at the end of pasuk dalad. Va'ata Hashem ad matai. How long, God? You only say how long when it's really going on for a while. Person's not sick for a week, 2 weeks, suddenly they're already sick, you know, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Shuva Hashem chaltza nafshi. Return, God. Free me. Rescue me. By the way, the word nefesh, maybe we'll deal with it another time, but nefesh just means self. It means body and soul. It's not soul. Choltza nafshi, rescue me. Hoshieni, save me. Leman chazdecha, because of your kindness. Kiim b'mavet zichrecha b'sh'ol miyodelach. Because if I die, I can't mention you. In the place of death, sh'ol, who can praise you? This is a frequent argument that we make in Tehillim. We say to God, when we're bargaining with God for our lives, I'm much better alive because the dead people can't praise you. So what we're saying is, God, return, rescue me, save me, because if I die, I can't praise you. Now notice here, this has taken a far worse turn, because before we were saying, heal me, rafa'eni, right? Or umlalani, but now it's very clear that the person is not thinking that they're going to leave out of the front doors of the hospital, they're going to leave out of the back doors. They're talking about death. This is what they've got. They're saying, rescue me, free me. In Pasuk Zion, the Perek takes even a worse turn, because we're going to find there are no words. Yagati ba'anchati. I struggled in my sighing. Every night I wet my bed, bedimati, with my tears. I melt my bed. My eyes are wasted by my eyes are are totally got old from crying, from frustration. At kabholtzorai, they're worn out from all of my foes and enemies. Suru mi meni kopale aven. Keep away from me all you forces of evil. Notice that at this point, the name Hashem is not mentioned. Hashem is mentioned throughout the chapter, but here, all we have is groaning, moaning, tears, and God is not to be found. No Shuva Hashem, no Rafa'eni Hashem, just sort of a yell in the night. Suru mi meni kol palei aven, get away from me. And then the dark storm clouds fall away. Ki shama Hashem kol b'chi. In the past tense, God has heard the sound of my crying. Shama Hashem tchinati. God has heard my plea. And therefore I'm confident that Hashem tfilati yikach. God will take my prayers in the future. In other words, suddenly, notice by the way, frequently in Tehillim, the pivot, the tipping point will be at the halfway point. But here it doesn't come at the halfway point. It almost comes at the, I don't know, 75%, you know, three quarters of the way through. It's almost as if the person was descending and descending and thought it was already finished. But then, Shama Hashem Tchinati, God heard my plea. Shama Hashem Kol Bichi, he heard my tears. Hashem Tfilati Yikach. And the last Pasuk says, Yivoshu Vibalu Ma'od Kol Oyvai, let all of my enemies be frustrated, let them be paralyzed. Ma'od, exceedingly. Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga, let they turn back in an instant, right? Yashuvu Yevoshu, let they be frustrated, let they be dried up. Here what we're talking about is somebody who suffers a terrible illness and they really, really think they're in mortal danger. Or maybe it's a situation of a war, because we talk about oivai, poale aven, actors of evil, sororai, my foes. And we descend to this point where we're in despair. But at the critical moment, there's this phrase, Yeshuat Hashem keheref ayin. God can sometimes save in a moment, in a second, in the blink of an eye. And that is what we experience in this chapter. That's chapter 6. See you tomorrow. Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Are you down?